down on old dirt pines, where the road bends just in time before the creek bed. That's where the bodies were lying. We're only hours before old Judson pulled his gun and fired at the two young men who rolled into town with only $50 between them and bought up many rounds for all the pretty girls that they could lay their eyes on. But old Judson's daughter wanted her way. She knew she didn't want to stay in that old mill town, so she threw herself down. She swung her shiny blonde hair, she flashed her pretty brown leg, and before she knew it, she was off with one of them boys. And the bartender sent word down to the other side of town where old Judson was sleeping. He grabbed up his shells and gun and rushed away screaming that tonight he would shed blood. But the boys had already gone when Judson burst in screaming for his daughter, and the bartender pointed south. Sit down that way, Judson, blow them boys to hell and back, won't you? And old Judson ran on down the road. He tracked them boys in the cold. He could smell the liquor and picture his daughter. And by the time he caught up to them, the fog had already rolled in. And he yelled for his daughter to move to the side, but the boy went for his gun. And old Judson pumped once, and he dropped that young kid to the ground. Before he knew, shot right through his gut, blood poured, and there old Judson died. And that's when I grabbed the girl and holstered my gun and said a prayer to God Almighty, and we hightailed it out of town. It wouldn't be long before they tried to track us down. Well, up on Old Mill Pines, that's where old Judson died, right before he shot my brother. When I look into his daughter's face, though she is my wife today, I see that young kid in that little town. And when I think of what it is I've done, I wish old Judson had won, and that little girl still